Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Planning Commission Director Don Schwartz, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who live within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
I've been wanting to do this interview for a long time because we've had Don Schwartz appear on the radio show in sort of a tangential way, but we've never really been able to sit him down alone and actually beat him up personally. So we're really looking forward to this. Don Schwartz is the director of the Bedford County Planning Commission, and I think that most citizens of Bedford County or any county in the 67 counties of Pennsylvania really don't have a very good idea what a planning commission does unless you're involved in the construction industry or maybe in the municipal government or some other way that has a business with this outfit. So we're going to learn a couple of things today. We're going to learn about the Planning Commission. We're going to learn a little bit about Don, and we're also going to learn about this new comprehensive plan that is coming up, which was the main objective of this interview. Don, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. I'm really glad you did that today. Thank you. This is radio, Don. You got to talk to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don's over here nodding his head. He probably thinks he's on CNN. It's okay.
That's okay. Good start, Lloyd.
Right, that's fine.
I'm off to a hot one.
Now,
I'm just trying to get all my numerous papers. You're going to tell me not to rustle.
Don is a detailist. I've never seen anybody perform with such detail. As you may or might know, I serve on the Pike to Bike group here, and Don, of course, is our able helper. He's actually put this thing together physically. And the first meeting we had, he brought about 37,000 pieces of paper,
yep,
all in an internet kind of electronic way. But there was a lot of stuff. I think it took us several weeks just to read through Don's
notes.
That's
right. If you're not, you got to be detailed, Lloyd. No,
you do.
Actually, a lot of people would accuse me of maybe not being too detailed. I think in my head I'm detailed, but in the rest of life, sometimes I don't.
Well, I think they're full of malarkey. I mean, you're the most detailed guy I know. Anyway.
Remember this, Lloyd? Anything you get this is a neat desk is a sign of a cluttered mind.
Yes, it is.
So don't forget that. So, but I'm really glad to be here to talk about the pending regional comprehensive plan we're doing. It's very exciting for me. It's unique, one of a kind, never been attempted in Pennsylvania as far as we know, and very rare across the United States. So I'm glad we can talk about the regional comprehensive plan today. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Now, let's turn a little bit about Don. Before we went on the air this morning, I learned that Don is a citizen of many, many places. You've lived in the Midwest. You've lived in New England. You've lived in the South. You lived in Pennsylvania. There's not a whole lot of places you've not worked. But I understand that your background has a very interesting twist to it. You're in water quality, and
yes,
you have an advanced degree in this. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I've always been fascinated by water. I don't know why. Everybody has their own fascination. My background includes both a bachelor's and master's degrees that had concentrations in water quality, aquatic biology, and aquatic chemistry. And I've worked in those areas, university research, a nonprofit, for-profit. I've worked twice for engineering firms in my life. But eventually, as my career went on, I did drift more away from the pure science into the planning aspects of it, of the water quality. And then now pure planning. Whenever I can, I do bring the water quality aspect into my job. I still love that. Currently serving on an advisory committee for the Interstate Commission on the Potomac River Basin, which is preparing a comprehensive water resources plan for that basin, which is 6 million people. And I'm one of the few rural representatives on that committee and looking out for the interests of rural areas. Again, you know, the focus of that plan obviously is the D.C. area in many ways. But so I sort of keep my finger in the pie still regarding water quality and try to bring it into my job. But I am the county planner, and, you know, this is about that today. So,
well, one of the things that I'd like to do, I do want to pull you off the planning track for just a second. Mm-hmm. I think water quality is a very interesting topic. There's a lot of scary books out there about how we're going to lose all of our fresh water if we're not careful. And so it just give us a little feeling for this. I mean, this is a serious problem. We have water that's being contaminated. We have water that's being used and not restored to the aquifer properly. I mean, these are the kind of issues I guess you used to deal with all the time.
Yeah, I did. I was at one point a compliance officer out in the Midwest and saw the real worst of the worst in terms of pollution, and we would go after those people. Luckily, in Bedford County, I think the situation is fairly stable. There's a relatively low population. We're blessed with a lot of water, sometimes too much water, and that's a big part of my job is trying to figure out what we do with all this flooding. You know, it is there are less than 50,000 people in 1,000 square miles. And so here locally, again, we are blessed with good quantity and quality of water. Certainly as you get to the more urban areas, what you've described is an issue. And this work I'm doing on the Potomac River Basin Commission, quite clearly, the area around D.C. is facing a quantity issue in the future. The aquifers are declining. Population is growing. And obviously then there's also a quality issue as you get more and more people. So when you get to the more urban and suburban areas of this country, and certainly out west where it's quite dry, you know, the quantity of water and the quality is just going to be a bigger problem and as the decades go by. But I think Bedford's going to be okay. Bedford's lucky. A lot of water and a relatively low population.
I owned a couple of businesses in upstate New York for a while, Corning, Elmira,
right,
places like that. And I remember them telling me when we used to go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, especially in Chemung County where the radio station was, they said the water quality in this part of the world in New York State was very good. And they couldn't understand why they couldn't attract more businesses because of that. That would be a big plus, I would think, for Bedford and attracting business.
It is. There are many places where the price of water is just skyrocketing. You really don't have that here. I think the price for potable water is very, very competitive. And I believe, again, there is enough supply. For example, New York City's lucked out. They have the best water supply in the world. It comes from the Catskills.
Yeah, upstate New York.
It's totally untreated and unfiltered. They basically drink rainwater.
Really?
Yes.
So yeah. They have treatment plants, but they're not.
No, there's not.
Not aggressive.
They're not filtered. There's no filtration of that water. The trade-off is they do a lot of aggressive protection of the land surrounding their reservoirs. And there's been a lot of money invested to make sure that the water coming into those reservoirs is clean. That's how they spent their money, as opposed to spending billions of dollars on you know, water treatment.
Sure.
If your listeners are interested, back in 2008, Penn State University Public Broadcasting did a wonderful documentary called Liquid Assets. It's 90 minutes long. It's about water quality issues across the United States. And it does talk about the New York City situation. I think they spent about $1 million on that. And when I was working in nonprofit before I came here, they called me up and asked me would be involved and tell the story of a small community, which I did, the village of Hermony near Pittsburgh, which had no sewage treatment and at all for 1,000 people. And I told the story about how Hermony got sewage treatment. And if you if you look closely in that documentary, about halfway through, you'll see a guy with real red hair, not faded red hair, Talking about Hermione, that's me.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing the TV star on PBS. I'm going to go rent that tape tomorrow just so I can say, I saw Don.
The hair's really red there, Roy, not the way it is now.
Our guest is Don Schwartz. He is the director of the Bedford County Planning Commission. And we're here to talk about planning today. But I was very interested in that topic, so thank you for reviewing
that. You're welcome.
Can you give us a little tutorial on why we even have a planning commission in a place like Bedford County?
Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code, and that law states that the governing body, which in this case would be the county of Bedford, has the power to create or abolish a planning commission, planning department, or both, and to set its duties. So that's the law. Well, in 1972, Planning Commission was created by Ordinance 10 on December 22nd of 1972, and it states that Planning Commission was created for, and quote, the purpose of preparing and adopting a plan of development for Bedford County based upon the physical, social, economic, and governmental conditions and trends, and to encourage the coordinated development of Bedford County and the general welfare and prosperity of its residents. Today, we do have a 9-member volunteer board representing 9 geographic regions of the county, and I serve in an advisory capacity to that board as the planning director. Myself and my 3 staff conduct the day-to-day work of the commission. Anything that requires approval by the commissioners will go through a vote of the 9-member board. We serve the board and do the day-to-day work. Specifically, though, we get involved in solid waste planning. Bedford, Fulton, and Huntington have a solid waste agency, and we jointly conduct solid waste planning together as a group. Here in the Planning Commission, we conduct transportation planning regarding roads and bridges throughout the county. And Rick Suter, my senior planner, is the transportation planner for the county. And we work through the Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development Commission. They represent us then with PennDOT. So we are involved deeply in transportation planning. Terry Stacy, who works for us, is our planner for community development block grants, which come from the federal government through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And those grants are typically used in this county for water and sewer projects. They benefit low to moderate income residents. It's income based. And if an area has a low enough average income for household, we can provide some money to help with water and sewer projects.
Our guest is Don Schwartz, who's the director of the Bedford County Planning Commission. And when we come back, we're going to learn specifically about this new comprehensive plan that is afoot right here in Bedford County when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, general manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Matt Gottesart of the Federated Library System of Bedford County, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the Planning Commission of Bedford County here on the top floor suite of offices that Don and his colleagues occupy here in the penthouse of the Bedford County Courthouse Annex. You like that? Penthouse?
Yeah.
That's where you
are. Yeah, we consider it a penthouse here, absolutely.
You guys, of all these things you do bridges, you do plans, you do water, you do township consulting. We didn't even talk about that.
Where
you help to approve plans that the townships come up with.
That's right.
You're not the boss department, but you're involved in regional zoning. You're involved in solid waste. So you guys have a long day. But in the midst of all that, you have to have a comprehensive plan. Yes. What is it, every 10 years? Is that how it goes?
Yes. And again, reading here from Municipality's Planning Code, Section 209.1 says, at the request of the governing body, which would be the county, planning agencies shall prepare and present a comprehensive plan. Okay, and then further, the plan is as it says in the further section, the multi-municipal comprehensive plan shall be reviewed at least every 10 years.
Okay, so you have this document, and I know it's often long, could be 30, 40, 50 pages, depending upon how big your county is. And I know that you look for public comment.
Yes.
Will there be a public comment time when this thing is in process? Yes. And if so, when will that happen?
I'm glad you brought that up. I really am. It's a different world than when it was done in the last one was finished 2006. We are going electronic. I want your listeners to listen closely to this. There's a website, one word,
okay.
AlleghenysAhead.com. Again, that's AlleghenysAhead.com. Everything we do, every draft document, every survey that's conducted will be on that website, and I encourage any listeners who have not done this to go immediately to the website, AlleghenysAhead.com, and there is a survey still up, an initial survey about the county. There will probably be several more of these surveys as time goes on. So it's very important you check that website periodically. Now, we have formed about a 20-member committee. Each county has a committee. There are six counties, South Central region, conducting a single comprehensive plan, although there will be a section for each county, obviously, within that plan. So again, it would be Bedford, Fulton, Huntington, Blair, Somerset, and Cambria. The six South Central counties are doing one plan. It will be the largest plan ever prepared in Pennsylvania.
Well, what a cool idea, because how long have we been hearing about regional planning? I mean, how the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has, like, they put up a like a steel door every time that word's even mentioned.
They're very excited.
This is a great idea.
The state is very excited about this. I think the six counties have a lot in common, not everything, but a lot. And the six county planners are all in on this. And I will say, for the benefit of the taxpayers, this plan is probably going to cost the county about a third of what a normal plan would. And we're saving a lot of money here in Bedford County by doing it this way. We have a wonderful consulting firm, CZB, out of Alexandria, Virginia. They really do think outside the box. And we're going to get a very interesting product from them. So we have started on that. We do have a committee. Each county has a committee. Here on June 27th, there are going to be three open houses in the county, one in Saxton, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Senior Center, one in Hindman, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. At the Senior Center. And then we're working on the location for the one in the central part of the county, which will be at night, 7 to 9.
Right.
I think we may be having it out at Homewood Estates near Everett, but I'm not entirely sure yet. I'm still working with people at Homewood on that. If it's not at Homewood, it will be here in the building. These meetings will be advertised, and I will certainly be doing interviews with the newspaper in advance. And I encourage everybody listening to come to one of those three meetings, please. This is going to be a chance to speak up. There will be other public meetings throughout the year, but this is the first one. There'll be a lot of information about what we've done so far. And again, it's your chance to speak up. So Saxton in the morning, Hindman in the afternoon, Senior Centers, and then Bedford or at Homewood Estates in the evening.
One of the things exciting about this idea, as you've just described it, is that oftentimes in Pennsylvania, a county will do a plan, and then the county next door will do something different. And it's like trying to cross the Maginot Line. There's no common cooperation at all. And you've got six counties doing this. So the document is going to allow even growth and ideas to transverse county lines. Am I correct in this? And this is going to help the whole damn thing. If you have a township, for example, in some places in Pennsylvania, as you know, the townships actually go over county lines. They have two townships with the same name, and they're in different counties. So this would be very, very helpful, I would think, even to businesses who are trying to plan or advance. They're going to, well, great, for once I'm going to be able to do something in Bedford, and I won't be getting any crap from anybody in Cambria because they're on board already.
Right. It's very important. We do have a lot of projects already that cross county lines. We're doing through Terry Stacy, my office, Community Development Block Grant Project, Wood Broadtop Wells Joint Municipal Authority. It's $1 million water and sewer job.
Yeah.
That crosses county lines. Lloyd, you're well aware of the Pike to Bike Project. If that gets off the ground, that's Bedford and Fulton.
Yes.
Our transportation network crosses county lines. I told you we're involved in a three-county solid waste agency. Bedford is. We already cooperate, and the planners do, a lot. And we meet regularly in Altoona. So we're very excited by this idea. And I've been around a long time. I'm kind of an old guy, I guess. And
but your hair still is red.
Well, I mean, sort of red.
It's not really
sort of red. Not like
it
used to be, Lloyd. But certainly having a quote-unquote book with the stamp and seal, with six counties on it, approving anything when it comes time to look for funding, when it comes time for help from people, it's going to be immensely powerful, more powerful than one county, than to have the seal of approval from six counties saying, we want this, we want to do this, we are behind this, whatever that topic may be. And it's just going to lend a lot more, frankly, political power.
Are you, in your comprehensive plan, are you projecting the addition of more zoning in many of these townships?
I wouldn't see zoning in Bedford County. It's never really been an issue. It's never been brought up to me. There has been some talk recently about consolidation of municipalities.
Right.
I don't know how far that will go. Obviously, people treasure their independence. So I can't speak for anybody here in the county. But if not a consolidation of municipalities, at least consolidation of services.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that's already going on.
Yeah. Well, the cops.
As money gets tighter and tighter, it's going to have to happen. So the issue of cooperation has been one of the priorities identified by our committee. And you can define that any way you wish. It may not be a physical consolidation, but certainly, with an aging population and a population that's not growing very quickly or is actually shrinking, I'm sure there'll be some consolidation of some services. And again, it's already going on. It just may be accelerated.
Well, a recent development in Bedford County, probably in the last 10, 15 years, is the concept of having a building inspector. So is that something that is going to be regionalized as well?
Well, it actually already is. BCAM, the Bedford County Association of Municipalities, already does that through services through one contracted entity where they do the inspection for all of those municipalities.
Gotcha.
Now, it's not every municipality, it's most municipalities. So that's already going on, and it's been going on, and that's certainly a way to save money because, face it, a township with 200 people in it, they can't afford to have their own inspections, inspectors and things. So if people don't think that there's cooperation already ongoing, they're wrong. It is. It's already happening. It's just a matter of bringing it to the fore and trying it in different ways.
Now, you mentioned before we went on the air that you're hopeful that Bedford, sooner or later, probably more sooner than later, is going to start experiencing some growth again,
growth. So.
And if it does that not bring all of those situations with it that kind of drags in the zoning, kind of drags in all the building inspections and maybe even more government regulation on things people do because there's more of us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think the pattern, the county, at least according to the Census Bureau, is slightly declining in population and has been for perhaps 10 to 15 years. But if you look to the counties to the east, that pattern has stopped. And most recently, I think the last estimate for Fulton for the last year or so has actually shown an increasing population. So I think that county is starting to grow again. And I call it the wave. I think the wave is going to hit here if the county's prepared for it. I don't think it's going to be an overwhelming wave, Lloyd, where there'll be the need for all these services immediately, but over time, obviously over a period of 10 to 20, 25 years, hopefully the population will pick up, and then yes, there'll be the need for some more services, but it's not going to be, say, like Southeast Pennsylvania, Jersey, where there was this huge, we were talking about earlier, just bam, it hit 20, 30 years ago, and you didn't know what to do with it down there. I think it'll be slower and more gradual. But I keep my fingers crossed that it is going to happen.
Well, I see the ingredients for it. being a newcomer here, that you have a brand new, shiny general aviation airport. You mm-hmm. have an astonishing transportation network with I-99 and the mm-hmm. Pennsylvania Turnpike and Route 30. I mean, all the ingredients are here.
Oh, yeah.
You've got an able workforce.
Yes.
You've got an award-winning high school. You've got all this stuff going on that
yes.
really are the ingredients necessary to make it happen. This is not a dump. This is a nice place.
It's
and
beautiful.
People want to come here.
Yeah. I worked in the nonprofit world for many years before I took the job here 6 years ago as planning director. And I worked in about, I'd say, 40 counties in Pennsylvania, one way or another.
Right.
Several hundred communities. And there's no doubt that Bedford, to me, is the most beautiful, special county I ever worked in when I did nonprofit. It's got a lot to offer. It does have a tremendous transportation network. You know, a lot of places are 2 hours from D.C., Baltimore. And we are seeing that. I see it in my office every day. People moving here, retiring here from the D.C., Baltimore area, looking for land. It's already happening in the southern part of the county. A lot of retirees coming in. And I just think it's – I really feel the county's at a tipping point to go the positive direction with everything that you mentioned that's here – and the location and just the sheer beauty of it. It's a very special place, and I think something very good can happen very soon.
Well, you know, I saw a little indication of that. I have a niece and a nephew, both who are MDs, doctors,
mm-hmm.
and they work in a large market down south. And I was telling them about Bedford, and I said, you know, I was over at the UPMC hospital the other day,
mm-hmm.
and there's a guy over there retiring from a practice. And he said, if those two kids, he calls them kids, yeah, they're in the 30s, but he said, if they walked into Bedford with those qualifications, he said, we would put iron chains on them, not let them out of here, because we need young physicians.
Right.
And if they only knew they could come up here and maybe not make as much money as they did in their big market, but the value of life and the dramatic reduction in the cost of living here makes up more. Way more than they would ever make without all the hassle and the stress.
Just the stress alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one key component of the comprehensive plan, and also the work I do just in the Planning Commission is constantly thinking of how to attract younger people. That's what needs to occur.
Yeah.
We are attracting retirees. There needs to be younger people. One of the big issues that's come up for the comprehensive plan over and over, and I'm not sure how to solve it, is increasing broadband, cell service, the broadband for businesses. I found in my research that the state of Kentucky is dumping a lot of money into the coal mining area of Kentucky, got an assortment of grants to bring broadband to rural Kentucky for this very reason. And I'm thinking to myself, if Kentucky can do this in coal mining country, why can't it be
right.
done here in Bedford?
Like, no kidding.
But the issue of broadband and then secondarily cell service is going to be one of the main points of our comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to start bringing in people who can telecommute from D.C., right?
Sure.
Entrepreneurs,
right.
younger people who want the services that go along with having the electronic connection. And so that's something we're going to try as hard as we can to focus on.
We're out of time, but I've really enjoyed talking to you. I always feel like I've learned a great deal when you come here. I want to spend a couple of hours with you just to hear about all this. And we're going to have another program. We can just do one on broadband. That'll keep us going for a couple of hours. But Don Schwartz, thank you very much for joining us. I hope we didn't miss anything important, but we'll pick it up on the pieces when we do it again, okay?
I appreciate it. And surely we have a couple more hours to go, so come on back.
Okay. Well, Don Schwartz is the director of the Planning Commission. And I want to remind you, as he said, AlleghenysAhead.com. That's AlleghenysAhead.com. And if you're from Bedford, you should know how to spell Alleghenies by now, I would think. Thanks again, Don. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to talking to you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information.
Thanks for listening, and have a great week.